Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride on the one-horse open sleigh.
Ah, well, if that hasn't got you in the mood, then I really don't know what will. Hello, it's another Middle East Analysis podcast, and I'm joined, as per usual, by Dr. Harry Hagopian, our consultant on the Middle East North Africa region. And he's got a bit of a twinkle in his eye, and no negativity about this particular podcast. It's all the joys of the region at this time, Harry.
Laylat Eid, Laylat Eid, Layli, Laylat Eid. Yes, James, it is Advent. We are nearing Christmas, the birth of our Savior. And I'm not in the mood to discuss politics with you or the Middle East, North Africa. I thought we're in the same building. Let's have a quick podcast and just share the joy of Christmas and the hopes for the new year.
Well, what an intro. What an intro.
And did you like my jingle bells in Arabic?
I thought it was wonderful. It was wonderful. And in fact, you've sent me a lovely little link to that, the full version by a Lebanese diva. Remind me her name.
Oh, yes, Fairouz.
Oh, amazing.
Fairouz is a Lebanese diva, and she is absolutely wonderful. Well, I cannot compete with her, so I hope our listeners will forgive me when I sang it. I mean, she is wonderful. But yes, jingle bells is something that always comes to mind. When I was a little kid and I was learning to play the piano, I had a fantastic teacher who used to be the organist at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. And he used to come and teach me twice weekly. And I was a good student when it came to piano playing. But during the Christmas period, we'd stop all the classical bits and we'd go into the Christmas carols. And one of my most favorite was Jingle Bells. It doesn't have perhaps the same depth as something like Silent Night or All O Ye Faithful. However, it is such a delightful ditty. It's almost like I can imagine myself on Strictly Come Dancing on Jingle Bells.
Wow. You know, we've had Anne Widdecombe, Dr. Harry Hagopian. I mean, what,
exactly,
what
John Sargent. Why
John
not Sargent. Harry Hagopian next?
Don't make me answer that. Well, fantastic introduction. Now, you obviously grew up in Jerusalem, so you've been right close to the start of this wonderful story that we celebrate.
Yes, the memories of Christmas and Easter are wonderful in Jerusalem. And although for me as a Christian, Easter is a far more important feast than Christmas is, yet the whole Advent season, the build-up toward Christmas, to the birth of our Lord and Savior, to the fact that the Word becomes flesh, that is very, very interesting. Of course, it's interesting and it's significant from a faith perspective, but also, James, it's very significant from just a seasonal fun perspective. I remember when I was a young kid and we used to get all excited that Christmas is just round the corner. And I remember so much that my dad would get some chestnuts from the shop and we had one of those big wooden stoves and we would roast the chestnuts there. And then we became a bit more civilized and we started roasting marshmallows instead. And it was just a time when the family would get together. My dad was an absolutely fantastic pianist. He was a visiting pianist of the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra, nothing that his son can ever pretend to do. And he would play the Christmas songs, and it was a different world then. I can't imagine my nephews and nieces doing that today. Today, we're too much in a rushed world to be able to do that. So for me, Christmas is a moment where I step down, where I chill out, where I think of the fun of this world and forget that behind the fun also lurks a lot of sadness and despair for many people.
Well, with that in mind, you know, we do get sometimes a bit too bogged down with looking at that side of things. But, you know, we keep talking about human dignity and looking at people for who and what they are. And that gets eclipsed sometimes, doesn't it? But particularly at Christmas, it's an Advent, as we approach the birth of our Saviour, it's a time to really think about those people as people.
Absolutely. It is time to think of those people as people. It is time to think of the manger. It is time to think of how there was no inn to receive or welcome Jesus upon his birth. So we remember all the refugees of the Middle East, North Africa, whether in Iraq, whether in Syria, whether in Palestine, elsewhere. So these people who also do not have a room where they can sleep in. We also think about the dignity of human life, which is central to the Christian faith, but it is also very central to this season. And for me, that dignity is a source of joy. Yes, it is a serious issue. We can write a thesis on it, or we can do a whole podcast about what does it mean, the word dignity, from different perspectives. But dignity is also being able to stand on your two feet and saying, I am. And that, to me, is enough for this season. That sense of I am with family, with friends, in anticipation for a miracle that's going to happen pretty much in our lives come the 25th of December. And you brought into mind Jerusalem. And you know, Jerusalem is a mosaic of different communities, largely, of course, Muslim, but also a very vibrant small Christian communities. You've got the Roman Catholics who are of Latin Rite. You've got the Greek Catholics. You've got the Syrian Catholics. You've got the Armenian Catholics. Then you've got the large Armenian community, the Greek Orthodox community. And then you have all those tourists coming in. So you can well imagine Jerusalem being stampeded by all those tourists, most of whom come to run where Jesus walked, but there are a few who actually take the time to walk and to think, what would Jesus have felt when he was growing up and when he entered into his ministry, the last 3 years of his life? A wonderful time. And you know what, James? You're opening up the whole floodgates of memory for Christmas. I told you about marshmallows and chestnuts. What I'll also tell you is that, as you might well know, I worked and lived in Cyprus for a while. And in Cyprus, the smell of Christmas was when you would go down the coastal road in, say, Limassol, and you would find all those little stores selling grilled corns on the cob. The minute those stores appeared, I knew that we were getting to Christmas.
Dr. Harry Hagopian with an alternative snapshot of Christmas in the region. Thank
Absolutely.
You very much for that. That's wonderful. And we will, of course, pray for those in the region. We're not ignoring the fact that it's a tough time, obviously. And you talked about miracles. There are plenty of miracles to pray for in the new year. And we'll have a very joyous, blessed and happy Christmas, Harry.
Same to you and to all our listeners. And you're absolutely right. There are many, many indigenous local Christians in the whole Middle East, North Africa, starting with the Holy Land. We think of them. We pray with them. But we also have fun.
Hear, hear. Take care, Harry.